Because I do believe that a lot of the apparent natural disasters are not. And certainly the manufactured crises of under the table paid for terrorist groups that cause havoc and destroy our hope. Try to. Let's don't let that work. It seems to me de Tocqueville is right, that commerce, quote unquote, does tend toward a universal level, if not an equality of conditions. Recalling our earlier point, that universal level implies single pattern of thought, i.e. totalitarianism. This has ever been the direction Plato's tribe intends to take all of us globally, while telling us, per Bentham, that as long as we're all happy, quote unquote, our particular place in the grand scheme is objectively fine, being objectively defined by the system of education. They will ever, these folk, powers, tribesmen, Plato's tribesmen, they will ever and always, while they exist, stack the deck. We all know this down here on the ground. They've always done that, always will, while class exists. So, as we said during the February 22nd show, it is on this, the system of education, on which they intend to rely. Which is why those they intend for low-slotted positions are slaughtered by, quote-unquote, terrorists across the ideological spectrum and continents, are slaughtered when they aspire against this planned assignment higher. Of course, de Tocqueville didn't really believe in an equality of conditions, because that would mean, if he's honest, equality of education. And this, men who exercise power would never allow. But maybe I'll read that last point just because I think it's an important one. Of course, de Tocqueville did not really believe in an equality of conditions, because that would mean, if he's honest, equality of education. And this, men who exercise power would never allow. Recall Bildung? We'll have to spend some time at some future date with Black Athena. So as existing crises deepen, and in particular as more folks are cut loose from employment or forced into accepting less and less of everything, and those who accept less and less jobs and find themselves patching them together and rushing, even in those situations, the legitimacy of the state breaks down. And kicked to the curb for real with no paid employment, we have more time to think. And then more and more folks will be thinking about bigger things and even the biggest things. What has power done in the past? When there were, quote unquote, too many people, when we started talking to each other globally, getting rowdy. What has power done? Starved, crushed, blown our bodies up in all the crises made especially just for us. All the while, the supposed more realistic than democracy model of China is shoved at us. Haven't we been hearing this for some time now? Power's appreciation of how Chinese global statesmen successfully, quote unquote, control, quote unquote, billions of commoner Chinese. And so, quote, from their perspective, isn't there a need, they say disingenuously, to rethink democracy? Last week we noted Karl Popper's point that Marx insufficiently credited the influence of the big fist, the power guys, who resist, refuse all constraints upon their movements. And this is my point. Operate behind scenes to create the reality, quote unquote, they need. We can now add to this that he didn't credit sufficiently the influence of global power, or the degree to which it lives power in each and every one of us under class, its ranking system, its productivity emphasis, its mind deification, all of which nullify our love for our brothers and sisters. So as we said in that word beat, that scarcity, the scarcity mindset is reinforced by the notion of knowledge being scarce. In other shows, we've said that it's also reinforced, undergirded by the wage work system in many senses, but in particular by the fact that parents have to go out and sell their human energy. And so children are left alone when they need the tribe full time. So because appreciation of our children and love and time and attention is so scarcely given, rarely given, has been made a scarce commodity, our children are taught, with no words spoken about it, that love is something they have to earn. Attention is something they have to earn. And they grow up with this hunger for it, this need to be seen, to be acknowledged, to be of use, and makes them ready soil for power to plant its seeds in.